I always enjoy finding lessons in unexpected places, and my favorite definition of creativity is connecting the seemingly unconnected. That happened again recently, watching two episodes of the Netflix show Chef's Table. My buddy Brett recommended these two episodes in particular, and I watched them back to back. The first was with Frances Mallmann, and the second was with Magnus Nilsson. And they're both world-renowned chefs. And what I found really interesting was that their early careers were very similar. They went to Paris to train under another chef. And this is obviously quite common in that industry, but they both went there and had trouble finding a gig initially. They wanted to be in, three-star Michelin restaurants or two-star Michelin restaurants. And after being rejected, they eventually found a chef and a kitchen that they could do an apprenticeship in, and they had amazing experiences. But then they both left and tried to do something similar to what they had learned. They essentially were copying this French style and quickly realized that it just didn't work. And it didn't work because it was just a second-rate version of the real thing. And it wasn't until they both decided to embrace their own history, their own personal experiences, that they really had their breakout success. For Francis, it was this idea that where he grew up, they cooked a lot with fire. They used fire to stay warm. It was a very practical aspect of life. And he started bringing that into his cooking more and is now known for a lot of dishes that he actually burns. But they have this unique quality. And he adds that with his experience knowing the real foundational elements of cooking and all of the aspects of cooking that you need to be able to kind of, do the basics, but adding to that his own spin, and together it's created this incredible new thing. Same thing for Magnus. He's from Sweden and he grew up in this place that, he didn't really love and he didn't think he would even go back to. And ultimately he did, and when he wove in some of the culture that he grew up with, when he started uncovering some of the ways that food was cooked through pickling and having root cellars where you could store vegetables for months and months, being able to cook based on the season, all of these things that he then added to that classic training he had in Paris, ultimately together became his signature. They also both cooked in remote places as opposed to going to New York City or London or Tokyo or any of the food meccas. They cook in these very, very remote places, and that adds to the allure of what they're doing and the uniqueness of what they're doing. And again, I find a lot of parallels, and I think the lesson for many of us is that, you have to kind of go get that foundation, fight for your internship, fight for your experiences, take some lumps, push yourself beyond what you expected, screw up a lot of times, but come through with a lot of experience, a lot of skills that you can then apply in your own way. And it's sometimes really hard to break through that layer, but that's really where the magic is, and where each of our abilities to make our own little impact lie. So I was chatting with my buddy Kyle Mosier, who's a multidisciplinary artist, and he explained to me that this was something very similar to what he learned from his mentor in art and in drawing. And I think on the next little episode here, we'll try to give Kyle a call and see if he can share with all of you what he learned. As always, thanks so much for listening. I'm Brady, and this is The Curse of the Marketer.